95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. The Astros, they get ready for the Arizona Diamondbacks as they continue to host here at home. We'll see if Tyler gets out there. His wife beat him to the punch, so congratulations to Psycho Megan. Was able to get out there before Tyler. It's really a damn shame, just
Psycho
to be honest.
Psycho Megan.
Yeah, he's just getting out of hand here, man. Now he's just doing it out of spite at this point.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to one of these D-backs games, but I'm going to one of the Royals games when they come back home in a couple of weeks.
Gotcha. I think that's one that Ron should go.
I want him to. Sure. I don't know if he will, but I want you to go with me.
Sure you are, man. I just don't. I don't know what these guys.
You'll see.
You've been through worse than this.
It's a lot worse.
That's all we're saying. You've been through worse than this.
Early 2010s rough.
Come on, man. They had that damn heel. You've been out here. You've been through worse than this.
I missed
you. You're just not. This is a first place ball club. The potential MVP.
You're not lying.
Although I will just say, that damn triple crown dream is really starting to waver here. I think he's only tied for the lead in one category.
Damn. I didn't even realize
that.
A couple days ago, he was leading all of them.
I think he's right there.
Everybody relax. He's right there.
I'm just saying he's got twos instead of one next to his name, I believe, in average and RBIs.
Well, it would be unlike an Astro to not keep that thing interesting.
He'll go like 4-for-4 tonight.
Need it. He is in the lineup, by the way. Some news before we get to the lineup here, Clint, because I do think this – I think it feels better once you hear from the player. This came out a little bit earlier. The Astros, they've placed their left-handed reliever, Stephen Okert, on the 15-day IL with a right hamstring strain. This is retroactive to September 1st. And in a corresponding move, they've had to bring the King up. The King. Brian King.
I'm not falling for it. I see you looking at me.
I'm just saying the King. They had to. The King, not just the King, but the King. The King is back. Huh?
Change that I to an A.
But that man, the long flowing hair, 074. The King is back. Brian King is back.
Hard watch for you, boy. Hard watch for you, boy.
He gets in tonight. But, Clint, Stephen Okert said he described it as a minor issue. It's minor and hopes it won't keep him out too long. Okert felt something while stretching and getting ready to pitch during Wednesday's game.
Yeah, get you a little rest. He's had a hell of a workload this year. Yeah. I mean, he's on the like literally when he's on the mound right now in the biggest moments of the year. The commentators are talking about how many innings he's pitched and his usage and all that. So hey, look, one, no surprise that you didn't have a little that you had a little hamstring tweak. But go ahead and take you 15 days and rest and maybe you know, give that arm a break for a couple weeks and get ready for that stretch run and in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll just say they are still just two games up right now in the division, and so that is still a race, a game and a half behind the White Sox, but still two games up in the division. And I'll just say he is obviously important back there because, one, like, we just walking into it, man. We've been through months of this. The bullpen's going to have to pitch, and they're probably going to have to fill more innings than most teams do, especially most teams that are competing for the postseason. And he was a guy, as you said, heavy workload. He was a guy that they trusted and that they used a lot, and one of their better guys back there. There aren't just a bunch of them that they just trust back there. I mean, Brian King is one that they've had to just move on out. And I don't know if there's a lot of trust there. But besides him, Blue Ball, Hader, and at this point, Brian Abreu is pitching pretty well. You take him out of the mix, that is concerning to lose that weapon right now while you're still in the thick of it. But as you said, if he can get some rest and maybe save a little bit on that arm, become a little bit more fresher. But he is an important piece, Clint, because there's not too many guys down there they trust.
Well, for the player and the playoffs, this is probably a good thing. It's a blessing in disguise. Now, how bad does it hurt getting to the playoffs?
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'll see you in October.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, I just like to see you anytime of the year. To be honest with you, Bub.
I mean, at any point.
But yeah, so look, I mean, it could end up being a blessing in disguise, assuming that it doesn't hurt us to a point where we make this division or wild card more interesting than it needs to be. By the way, Yordan Alvarez is still leading in the American League.
In what?
All of them. Your average 316. He's tied in home runs with Caminero. Neither one of those guys have hit a home run, it seems like, in forever. They've been tied at 37.
Well, that felt. What is the kid from Tampa? He must had a bad night last night.
That's Caminero.
No, in average. The other is Simpson, I believe he's.
Yeah, he's 309, and Yordan's 316.
He must have gone over.
Yordan's a gopher.
And then Yordan is 94. Pete Alonso's 94 on the RBI train. Yeah, so it's definitely, to your point, though, it's definitely tightened up now. This was a –
They put that stat up in the middle of the game yesterday. He was watching it. It was tied for first 2-2.
Yeah. The average was a good runaway at one point. Tight home runs have been tight. He had a nice little lead and runs batted in the American, and now all of a sudden Pete Alonso and company, they're catching up. So, look, again, Yordan Alvarez, I mean, Chandler Simpson, if you can't hold off Chandler Simpson, what are we doing here?
Chandler Simpson, fast guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Infield hits. Miles Straw, though.
Be nice for him to start getting hot again.
Though. Yeah. Well, he's had his little lull here, hadn't he?
Yeah. And I know it's an odd lull, but he's still hitting like 290. But he's got
it's a Yordan lull.
Yeah, it's a Yordan lull.
It's a new day.
Certainly yes, it feels like a power outage. By the way, they're the new level. Can't do that anymore. They left. They left the WWE. They're on the new level. Yep. Changed their names.
Who is that?
He played the New Day. Yes, it is. Changed their name to New Level.
I had no idea the context of it besides a promo we were running when we went FM.
Oh, yeah. You know, the boss loves him some wrestling.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Threw that one in there. I like it. By the way, the lineup tonight, Jeremy Peña in there. Yordan, we'll see if he can get hot, Yordan, again. Isak Paredes is hitting third and batting third, or hitting third and playing third. Altuve behind him. Still working on a nickname for him. Clint Bavarsho is in center field tonight. Christian Walker behind him.
Big swing by Dalton.
Mm-mm, that's terrible.
DeVar, and then Christian Walker is in the lineup. I hated that one the most. Taylor Trammell. Has Taylor Trammell reached nickname status yet? No. Yiner Diaz catching, and somebody who has not reached nickname status but has one anyway, Lamont Wade Jr., and then obviously Christian Javier is.
Yeah, you know, nickname-wise, like, I feel like.
He's got to be Tram, right? Is that what they call him?
It's got to be TT, right?
Not baseball players.
I feel like family
calls him TT.
Look, I here's the deal.
It's Tram.
The only guy that I think we've given a nickname to that was not a plug and play starter in the lineup in the deal was White Boy Chaz, and it did not end well for him.
He should have been a plug and play, and he was during the postseason.
I agree. But I think with the Astros, you can't be a rotational outfielder and get a okay. No.
Well, dang. Sorry, Tram.
There's something there with Dalton Varsho, though, man. I hadn't done much thinking about it, to be honest with you. I hadn't dedicated enough time to it yet.
Set aside about 28 minutes.
Well, when it hits, it'll hit, and it'll be a one that sticks.
Like WBC.
Yeah.
Big swing by Luxury Dalton. Lance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. What else we got?
Got a few.
Los.
Yeah.
Not super creative.
Yeah, that was just
the way it should be.
That's well said. Leave it there.
Why'd you say it so hard?
I like it.
Straight faced.
I'm just telling
and
you.
And lean back with his coffee. That's just the way it should be.
That's just it. That's
just a damn thing. He needs to go and have it legally changed.
That's right.
Just that.
We ain't playing no piddly ass game.
Yeah. We'll see if Lowe's, is he almost ready? Is he almost ready to get back? It is September. All right. There it is. The Astros, as they get themselves ready to go. All right, we'll look at a little bit last night, man. We talked about Deion. Is it over? Will they pull one out? But before that, how will this thing go with the AFC South? We'll discuss that coming up next.